Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, a new Japanese Assassin's Creed jumps out of the shadows, Valve's next game is leaked, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge is writing a new Tomb Raider TV series. Here's news for Sunday, 19th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
After years of fan begging, a ninja-themed Assassin's Creed has finally been announced. And not only do you get to be a ninja, but one of Japan's coolest historical samurai characters is coming along for the ride. Our protagonists are Nawe, a young woman who's dealing with the aftermath of her village being burnt down, and Yasuke, a samurai who looks to be involved in the attack. Yasuke was a real person and is one of the first playable historical characters in Assassin's Creed. This black samurai was originally from Africa and came to Japan with the Jesuit priests and was in the service of Daimyo Oda Nobunaga.
It looks like they eventually join forces as players can switch between the two characters and use their unique skills and resources. Whether or not this is the scale of smaller AC Mirage or bigger like AC Valhalla, we don't know, but creative director Jonathan Dumont has said it will have a slightly smaller map. I've played very little of the Assassin's Creed franchise, but this has definitely caught my attention. Can't wait to see what else gets revealed later this year. Crack open the rumour file, Kyle. This time it's Valve's turn, as a few little tidbits have snuck out about their new game, which is being called Deadlock. The screenshots leaked on Twitter by a user called Gabe Follower show a multiplayer PvP shooter described as a mix of Team Fortress 2 and Dota 2.
Looks like it will sit in the same realm as other hero shooters like Valorant and Overwatch. Reporter Tyler McVicker has confirmed that Deadlock is the game previously known as Neon Prime or Citadel and is currently in closed alpha and is being pinned as Valve's next big competitive game.
It's really inappropriate to jog around a graveyard.
Why?
A live-action Tomb Raider TV show is in the works at Amazon, with Phoebe Waller-Bridge confirmed as the writer. It's been rumoured for some time now, but Amazon officially announced it this week, alongside a movie and a tie-in Amazon-published game. If the Fallout show is anything to go by, maybe we can cautiously be optimistic about this? Now let's go back to being cynical.
In an interview with Deadline, Waller-Bridge said that Tomb Raider has been a huge part of her life, and she feels privileged to be able to bring it to television. No release date or casting details yet, but if you're aching for a Tomb Raider fix, you don't have to wait too long, with Netflix animated Tomb Raider series coming later this year. A few months ago, Warner Brothers wound up their Adult Swim games publishing label and said that their games would soon be delisted, much to the shock of the developers who made these games, but this week there was a great update. Small Radio's Big Television's dev Owen Deary has now been told the game was being returned along to the developers' controls, including their store pages on all platforms.
It's the good sort of backtrack here, where devs asked if they could have their games back, and Warner Brothers was like, yeah, nah, it's too hard, we'd rather take them down. They were told to start from scratch, relist them if you want, but that would mean losing all reviews, discussions, screenshots, and achievements. So it's great news that the sensible path of handing them back worked out. The developers of the upcoming Marvel Rivals have apologized for a controversial contract clause in their early access agreement, which asked journalists and creators to refrain from being negative. Streamer Brandon Larden took to X to post a screenshot of the contract showing that creators were being asked not to make public statements detrimental to the game's reputation or any negative comparisons about competitors. So basically, no saying that other team shooters like Overwatch are better or else.
But it wasn't long before developers NetEase responded to the backlash in a Discord post, apologizing and assuring players that all they want is to make Marvel Rivals the best game it could be. If only there was some constructive way you could do that. In a follow-up post, NetEase said it encourages honest feedback from creators, both positive and negative, and adjustments are being made to the contract to be less restrictive and more creator-friendly.
Easy for them to say now that they've been called out, am I right?
It's always the way.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
We have a bunch of games out on Tuesday, the 21st. First up is Paper Trail, a top-down puzzler that's set in a very chill, super cute, foldable paper world. That's coming to all platforms, including iOS and Android.
The System Shock remake that was a massive hit on PC last year is coming to consoles. You'll now be able to relive the 1994 classic on Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 4 and 5.
XDefiant is the latest free-to-play first-person shooter by Ubisoft. Pick it up on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, and PC via Ubisoft Connect.
And the final release for Tuesday the 21st is Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, the highly anticipated sequel to Sacrifice the fans have been itching to get their hands on. That's exclusive to PC and Xbox Series S and X.
It has been 20 years since the GameCube. I'll pause while you turn into dust. But one of the best Mario games, Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door, returns this week on the 23rd to the Nintendo Switch. It's put up there as one of the best RPGs of all times and is the spiritual successor to the SNES Super Mario RPG.
And out on the 24th is Haunty, an indie action puzzler with an incredibly unique art style. Uncover your mysterious backstory through environmental puzzles and creative combat when Haunty comes to all platforms this Friday.
Haunty is such a cute name.
It is cute. It looks like a really cute little game.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Folletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Have you thought about giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? It takes just a few minutes and it makes a huge difference, especially because I know you'll give us 5 stars, won't you, mate? Even if you listen on another platform, heading over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify to give us a 5-star review will make a massive difference for us. Thanks for the glowing review in advance.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Borrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Cade Franklin from Spitfire Interactive joins me to share Capes, a superhero tactics game where teaming up with your allies makes all the difference.
It's set in a world where the supervillains have defeated the superheroes 20 years ago. And since then, developing superpowers is outlawed. So as a player, you're one of the superheroes who was meant to be dead from 20 years ago is returned to the city. And he's starting to recruit a group of young superheroes to band together and fight back. I guess XCOM is the most obvious thing that people go, oh, it's a bit like XCOM. If you're familiar with Chimera Squad, XCOM Chimera Squad, it's closer to that, where there are kind of set heroes and there are missions that you go on.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.